This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Apologies in advance to the podcast listeners. That is what the technical difficulty was. We do have it fixed, so you're hearing my voice now. Welcome into overtime. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt.
You just missed a little bit.
Guys. I mean, you missed 3 seconds.
A small portion.
I don't even think we said anything funny. I think
you,
we were just
really...
You just
missed me saying I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, and then I was like, man, we're bad at football. We're not going to beat Florida. And that was the extent
of
segment number one.
You're caught up.
But Westchester has been waiting patiently on the G3 Help Me hotline, so let's get him in here now. Westchester, you're on overtime, man. What's up?
Tucker, Will, Tucker. How we doing, guys?
Doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I am fantastic. I'm up here in beautiful Bristol, Tennessee, getting ready to go to the Xfinity race here in a little bit.
Nice.
I feel like you only call just to brag. I like it.
Whichever one of y'all's on the board, keep your finger on the button because I'm not responsible for anything that gets yelled at by anybody around me.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Guys, I don't know why anyone would want to go to that crappy game tomorrow. There's still tickets available for this beautiful race tomorrow night. Even if you want to go to the game, leave it half, pack an extra case of beer in the cooler, get your butt up here, and come watch the race tomorrow.
That sounds like
a
pleasant evening. That sounds like a great day. A little football in the morning, race in the evening. That's a perfect. That right there, there's few perfect days. That sounds like one of them.
Doesn't sound like a bad day.
Best way to do it, guys. It's a lot of fun up here if you've never been. It's fan-friendly. The one thing I want to say is be wary of paper tickets because the Bristol website says it's all digital, so... Ooh. A lot of people trying to sell paper tickets up here. I probably wouldn't buy one if you come up. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
That's great advice.
I guarantee it's bad.
I've not been to a Bristol race in a very long time. I miss it. I want to go. I just never really get the chance.
Hand up. I've never been to any form of
any
racing.
It's a great time.
Unless you count, like,
if you don't know,
going to Skate City.
If you've never been to Bristol, then you don't know how to people watch. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's true. It is the best. The premier spot.
An hour and a half of your time to people watch, just get a lawn chair and sit down. They'll just parade by you all day long. It's a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of
fun. A unique crowd.
That just seems like one of those things I got to wait to do until I'm over 21, though. Like it's the same thing with like Vegas. Like you can't do anything in Vegas. I feel like I wouldn't have a good time up in Bristol.
Do you think there's cops patrolling the parking lot making sure the people are drinking that are over 21?
I have morals, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also behind a microphone right now. So yes, I do think there are police officers always looking around for the minors drinking. I also look 12, so that doesn't help anything.
Oh, well. Okay. I can't do anything to help that.
Yeah, I'm allowed to participate in fun at Bristol.
What is about this show and attracting the people that just look young?
I don't know.
Because Tanner looked like he was like, you know, not old enough to shave yet.
That's a good point. Maybe that's what overtime means, man. Like it's kind of a
that's
kind
the
of
vibe.
A pun. Like we're overtime. Like
we're gonna have the game on the tailgate. And remember, guys, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's right.
So, good point by you, West.
Great
words
to live
by. Have a good weekend. I'll pour one out for y'all for not being here. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Come on!
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the call, Westchester. Have a good one and have a safe time up in Bristol.
Love that.
Bristol, man. Racing's just never been my cup of tea. It's never been my family's cup of tea, and so I really think that's why it's never been my cup of tea. Like, if there were races on when I was young, I probably would have watched them, but it was just like my dad was just playing random CDs and stuff.
I think if me and you were to go to a Bristol race, I think you would actually enjoy it.
It's
incredible to see in person.
They don't. I don't mean to generalize. I guess is the word
okay,
I'm looking for.
Right.
doesn't seem like my crowd, is how I'll phrase that.
Okay, but it's not about the crowd. You
no,
know?
For
you
sure
just
not.
Have fun.
But at the same
watch
time,
watch cars go really fast in a circle.
Well, to be fair, every crowd is not my crowd. So
you don't
like
crowds.
I don't like crowds.
You did,
but,
yeah, that's true.
But the more people who like NASCAR, I don't think we would have a fun time together.
You're not discussing ideals.
Oh, for sure not.
You're watching loud horsepower, you know, fueled cars.
That doesn't sound entertaining to me. I never understood
that.
It's because I didn't watch it when I was young. If you watch it when you're young, it just stays with you for a while. Same thing with wrestling. Is it SmackDown is in town tonight?
Yes, SmackDown
is it tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Okay,
at 8
yeah.
o'clock.
Shout out Bianca Belair.
Yeah, she will be on the card, I believe they still call it a card
Knoxville.
WWE.
Native, spoke at Austin East earlier. She's been on a fan run program, so we call her Fan Run Family. That's just how it is.
She comes
on a show, she's a reoccurring guest. She can come on back whenever she wants. She just hasn't wanted to in a while.
Not yet. She'll be back.
But no, same thing with wrestling. I never got into it because it was never on when I was young. Same thing with racing. Those are the two things that, like, if it was on when you were young, you probably watched it and got really enthralled with it. I was reading books. Sorry, I was a nerd kid.
The thing is, what I'm trying to tell you is, you may not like NASCAR to watch on TV, but being there is a completely different beast.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, you really get a comparison, a true view of how fast these cars are actually going that close together, maneuvering and. Pretty wild
that
ways.
Also, yeah, I'm. You know, the drive.
You get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now that I thought about it,
I would just be waiting for a tire to come knock me out of my seat.
Okay. You'd have to sit high up.
Yeah, no, because I'm terrified of heights.
Oh, dear God. You're just not built to enjoy anything.
I'm not built for life.
Wow.
We were just talking about my injuries in Cookeville because I played a soccer tournament there. That was the place I ended my soccer career, and so I just like. I'm not built to do anything. I'm built to stay inside and write in a little notebook.
Speaking of which,
I have my Scooby-Doo picks book ready for
today. I did not notice the Scooby-Doo was on
that. It's fuzzy and everything. This is probably bad for radio, but I have a fuzzy
Imagine
Scooby-Doo
book. A Velcro wallet that is fuzzy with Scooby-Doo's face on. That's what this looks like. It's a little notebook, though, not a wallet.
It's got my picks for today. I got college football picks. I got a little pick on the Tennessee
pages.
We're a page-turner show type here.
Yeah, physical.
And then we also got NFL picks as well. So we'll get to those later on in the show. But we do have some things to get to. And starting with my favorite woman of all time, Jennifer Aniston. Out of the clouds,
okay.
Giving a lot of people. Speaking of blind optimism is, I guess, a good transition. Jennifer Aniston wants to date a regular guy. Absolutely. That's what I'm sort of hoping for. It's not necessarily somebody in the industry. That'd be nice. Sup?
Do you want me to translate? I can translate.
I don't want you to translate. You're going to ruin my hopes and dreams.
What I'm looking for, I really want to date anyone famous, but they still have to be mega rich. They've got to be rich.
See, what I heard was it's the money.
She doesn't want me
you. What I heard was it's the money, not the job. You don't have to be an actor, but you do have to have a little bit of pocket change.
She's
also not saying she wouldn't date an actor. She's just saying, like, it would be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for something different. But Jen Ann.
But if she does want to marry me and fully support me and let me be a stay-at-home dad, I for one, fully okay with that.
See,
if she's listening or...
I might be the only one on this train, and you know me, Tucker. I have a T-shirt of her. I almost wore it today to talk about this story.
You do have a T-shirt with her face on it.
She looks good in it too,
and I
look good in it too.
You wear it well.
I do wear it well. It hangs on me like a coat hanger, but that's how I'm built. I might be alone in this take, but as a man who loves Jennifer Aniston, like, definitely number one female in the world, in my opinion,
she's up there.
She's definitely up there. I wouldn't want to date her or marry her.
Oh, really?
I would be too nervous. You know what I mean? And they always say never meet your heroes. What if she's crazy?
She could be.
She could be crazy.
That's why you got to date for a little bit. You know, you can't be jumping. These people getting married right away. That's what these celebrities love to do.
It's true.
Granted, you'd make headlines. You might be able to make yourself a celebrity.
That's a good point.
You know, you get your hands dirty.
Also, what if she's funnier than me? She's a pretty good comedic actor.
She probably
I couldn't handle
is.
That. No. Let's not say she probably is. Just
she could be.
Let's just go with the hypothetical. What if? Don't say she is. I'm funny.
Sorry. No. Yeah. You're hilarious, man. Don't worry. Yeah. No. I got you. I don't think a regular man could keep up with it, not even just her, just any female celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm. I don't have the facilities for that.
Well, it's also the aspect of, like,
That's a lot of pressure.
Like so many guys, I can't really speak on this because I almost said I'm not a girl guy, but that would just mean I'm gay.
Not a girl guy. You know what I mean?
Accidentally came out.
Right.
But no, I don't date is the best way to phrase it.
Okay. Like,
I
just don't, you're not a.
I don't get girls. I'm not a ladies.
Not
man.
A ladies man.
There we go. There
yeah.
we go.
That's what you're after.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
I'm not
I just
a
said
girl,
not a girl
boy. Not a ladies man. There you go. You did say that.
I just
okay.
simplified it.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. There you go, people listening who were confused.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
You're not a ladies' man. Something about dating rich women.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah,
I
just don't think
it.
I could do. Like, imagine the paparazzi.
Oh,
you
that's
know how crazy
gonna,
that would be.
I'm not a ladies' man. And speaking of pictures, like guys get upset when they're speaking in just like broad internet terms. Like, it's a stereotype that like guys get upset and get jealous when their women like post things on Instagram
right.
or do things
some
or
do
like
that.
Like
I think,
like go kiss another dudes. But she's paid to kiss other dudes. She's paid
she does
to be
yeah.
in front of a camera. She's paid to look fantastic. I my ego, my self consciousness, everything would be battling into a spiral. And I don't think I would treat
right.
her. I don't think I would treat her right.
Imagine being one of the guys.
It's actually a selfless move for me to say I wouldn't date Jennifer Aniston because I wouldn't treat her right. I would be.
You'd be jealous.
I would be too jealous.
You'd treat her bad. Huh?
I wouldn't treat her right. So.
Huh.
Don't gonna. Imagine I'm not gonna
being
put
one
her
of
that situation.
Being one of those guys who's married to a woman who does other types of films. You know.
Yeah.
Imagine
like,
that.
I mean, there's many mm-hmm. men.
That's gotta be tough.
Who have OnlyFans girlfriends nowadays?
Yeah. You know.
And
so.
Like,
The world
you
is...
You take the pros with the cons. You get a 9, but everyone else gets to see that 9. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
me personally, I could deal with the actress, you know, kissing another dude on camera, whatever, you know, for a movie mm-hmm. as another character. I couldn't keep up with just the rich people lifestyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the right manners.
It's fair.
I wouldn't know how to talk.
It's fair.
Everything they do has to be documented. I don't have a picture of myself within the last, like, 3 years.
Oh, I was.
I don't do that.
I finally deleted.
I feel
all,
like you're supposed to do that
yeah,
if
no,
you're
I,
famous.
I finally deleted all my dating apps, but recently I was going through and trying to update my profile because I wasn't getting a lot of matches, and then I realized I don't have a picture of me other than my sister's wedding, and there's only
yeah my
one,
brother's wedding.
There's
I looked
only
good.
One pic. I looked fantastic
I looked
as
great.
Well. We both just look good at weddings. We're, that's how it is.
Studs.
But I realized I don't have a picture of me since May, and that's a one-time thing. So since probably one picture in the past year and a half without sunglasses on, I don't have any pictures with my eyes
oh,
in
no.
them anymore. So like, there's no, I can't post those all on Bumble because girls don't, they think I'm hiding something. I have pretty eyes. I got good eyes. I just hide them just to keep a little fun with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to
your
keep
alter
people
ego.
Guessing. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't even know if I'm wearing these sunglasses right now. You do, but like
I do.
Listener,
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I see you every
and
day.
You don't say because like, I'm not or I am.
Totally, he's totally not. He's lying the whole time.
Sat on him. I broke him. That's why we haven't done a Periscope in a while. I'm still waiting on my shipment. Shout out to the Suez Canal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's blocked up again. Topical news, Will over here. That happened. That's a thing. It
did. Like a Saturday Night Live joke.
It's like the Suez Canal still waiting on my package. Yeah, that's good. That's
that
good
would
stuff
be a,
right
that,
there.
I already got a Saturday Night
Keep
Live
that
joke. The Suez Canal is being played by, who's the gay Asian guy who played the Titanic iceberg and a couple other things. I can't remember his name off the
I
top
have no
of my
idea.
Head. He's decently funny.
Is he on SNL?
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
I've not watched SNL in like 6 or 7 years.
I don't blame you, but he would be playing the part of the Suez Canal, and then
okay,
no, he would be playing the part of the Evergreen ship, and then let's go with I can't think of anybody who's on Saturday Night Live anymore. So I'm just gonna picture a female Saturday Night Live actress like Kristen Wiig or somebody
Perfect.
Playing the part of the Suez Canal.
That was much easier.
And we'll just yeah, it's and then the ship goes. I thought you said you were a virgin. That's the SNL joke.
Oh, wow. Incredible. What a great joke. So good. It's topical. You know, it's a little raunchy. It's got something for the whole family. Wow.
And then it, it
Kids
also,
love the Suez Canal.
It also tackles a global crisis. Suez Canal is a very interesting thing. Did you know that like there was like a lot of wars fought over it for a long time?
For
and
the
it's,
canal?
It's the only like strip in between, I believe, Egypt and the Middle East that connects like the two oceans. And so you don't have to go all the way around. You can just
right,
go through this little strip.
Yeah.
And so there's been so many battles over it for so long. And then That's why it's so skinny, because so many people have been battling over it. They haven't expanded it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Maybe if everybody would just stop fighting, make it a little bigger. Yeah, yeah. You know? Maybe that's what we should be focused on.
Put your spears down and...
get a shovel.
Exactly.
Start digging.
Exactly.
You know, you dig for a couple weeks, we get that ship out of there. Bing, bang, boom. Keep it rolling. What are we doing here, people? Let's go.
More overtime next. Overtime, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard at Seltzer Studios. If you are going to the game this weekend, it might be a wet one, but you can still have a good time, responsibly a good time, with White Claw Hard Seltzer. The craft are using quality ingredients. They're made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, no tummy aches. You don't have to wait in line for the 20-minute line to the bathroom because you had a little gluten in your system. You'll be good to go. And they're only a hint of fruit flavor as well. Just 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, and now available in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Please drink responsibly. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Presenting sponsor of the studio, obviously, as we are live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, overtime rolling along with you, going up until 8 p.m. as always. Tucker, did you see the announcement? I think we mentioned it on the show, or at least I know I mentioned it to you, where Adam Schefter tweeted out earlier this week that there's going to be an announcement regarding Hard Knocks and the future of it at halftime of Thursday Night Football. Well, the announcement was made. Did you have a chance to catch the announcement?
I saw it. I saw.
Well, for everyone who didn't see it, the Colts are to appear in the first in-season edition of Hard Knocks. They're giving us Carson Wentz. They're giving us what we asked for.
What everyone was clamoring for.
For the first time, Hard Knocks will present a multi-episode in-season edition featuring the Indianapolis Colts. Set to premiere on November 17th, the weekly series will follow the Colts as they look to return to the NFL playoffs.
Woo.
That's the funniest line to me, is that they're going to start November 17th.
No, they're not.
Which is now I'm already ready to say shenanigans. I'm ready to go ahead and throw the season under protest, because if the Colts somehow win the AFC South and make the playoffs this year over the Titans, this is why. I will not listen to any other reason of maybe the Titans were a worse football team.
Scripted.
It was scripted.
Okay. That's a good take. I like that you're early on that.
I'm going to go ahead and say it, because there's going to be a lot of people. John Reed, a Titans fan, might say it. Russ is a Titans fan. He might say it, but they're not as early as me. I'm getting premature with my
takes.
Before
they even, the cameras even show
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting real premature with my with my takes. I was born premature. It's in my blood.
I just don't. That was good. I just don't understand why.
Fact. It really wasn't a joke.
It truly is. I just don't understand who wants the Colts. You know, there's so many other teams that would like be at least more interesting.
Many people were clamoring for some Jameis. Maybe
would have been awesome.
Jameis
would have been incredible.
Hurricane Ida to show kind of the bonding of the city. Alvin Kamara already had that 5-minute Visa ad that was very interesting about the big squeezy, his juice shop that he's running down in New Orleans. That would have been interesting. I would have liked that.
Yeah.
I would have liked a Baker Mayfield. Like that would have been interesting with the Browns. Browns trying to return to, or not even return, but just come out of the slump that they've been in for so long.
It wasn't Hard Knocks, but the Chiefs did their own production. The Super Bowl season, it was called The Franchise. And, I mean, if it's similar to that, it's going to be really good.
The Patriots do one every year, I believe.
They make, like, a DVD, right?
Yeah.
It's cool to see the inner workings of, an NFL franchise organization from, you know, I don't know if they'll go top-bottom, you know, probably mostly just at the team level, not really in the front office
Carson
too
Wentz
much.
Doesn't strike me as a top-bottom type of guy.
Yeah, well... I think it'll be okay. It's just I don't understand why they picked the Colts.
Over under on how many hunting trips they get to go on him, or go on
with
him.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Two. They'll go duck hunting.
They'll go duck hunting twice.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. One will be he'll have a bad game, and coach will be like, dude, you just get out of here for a day. You know, go somewhere, and he'll go duck hunting, and then he'll get all introspective out there in the wilderness, talking to the one cameraman, and he's like, man, I just got to turn it around.
No,
and then they'd lose out.
I shouldn't say I hope, but I think it would be funny if Carson Wentz pisses off one of the cameramen or one of the producers, and they just like leave in one of his really bad takes, or like because he's known for not being the smartest with words. Sometimes he says some stupid things. He strikes me as a guy who, growing up hunting, fishing, he might say something that would not necessarily make it to TV type deal. Like I say a lot of things that wouldn't make it to TV right. too. I'm not trying to single anybody out, but it would be funny if you pissed off a producer and they left one of those in one time.
Maybe.
That's on my bingo card.
I just don't think it's going to be an exciting.
I just don't understand how you could choose more like a more boring franchise.
There's like, could you so
name,
many better options.
Could you name me one more boring franchise? Because I can't think of one off the top of my head. Like the Falcons would at least be exciting because Atlanta is a cool city.
Exciting. I'm trying.
Either of the LA teams because the Rams have Matthew Stafford now. Justin Herbert is a young guy trying to rise. Those would both be interesting.
Can
you think of one? The Texans would be interesting just because of all the ongoing stuff.
Oh, God, yeah, that would be one hell of a...
But that wouldn't be boring.
No, not at all. That would be electric.
Jacksonville would have been insanely exciting as well.
You get to watch that train wreck live in person. That would be amazing.
The Jets wouldn't have been terrible. The Jets probably maybe the closest to be boring.
Second most boring, yeah.
The Broncos.
The Broncos would have sucked, too.
The Broncos would have sucked.
The Broncos would have sucked real bad. Yeah. You start looking around.
Speaking of guys who might accidentally say slurs, Drew Locke might accidentally get caught rapping a rap song on camera.
Yeah, he could. You know, that's a thing.
Like, the Raiders would have been exciting. Like, we could just go down all of the franchise and rank them of most exciting to least exciting.
The Raiders wouldn't be at the top, but they're not at the bottom.
The Colts are at the bottom, though.
The Colts are low. They're very, very low. The Colts, the Broncos, there's your bottom two.
I think the Giants would...
It'd be funny. No, you'd have Derek Dooley and Jeremy Pruitt in that.
Good point, but that's a very niche category for,
for sure.
The definition of entertainment.
I think it's a more entertaining train wreck.
As a nationwide scale, I'd still say that would probably be down towards the bottom of boring. But it wasn't a boring football game last night.
Not at all.
A good Thursday night football game.
It hurt me.
I think we expected that. I tried to help you.
I mean, I was so close.
But the football team.
I almost had a read on it.
But you didn't. And the football team pulls out the victory 29-30, gets a game-winning field goal as time expires. I believe that was the first walk-off win this was the first time Washington beat the Giants on a walk-off score in regulation in franchise history.
Wow.
So a little fun fact there.
That's in a long time.
And the Giants, now that loss sends them to 2-0. Or 0-2 more, rather, sorry. 0-2 for the fifth straight season. They've started 0-2. Can't be great. And no team has started 0-2 five straight seasons since the Rams from 2007 to 2011.
That was a dark time for them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it wasn't. Was it?
0-7 to 11?
Yeah, what were they doing back then? Nothing.
It was right after Kurt Warner.
Probably
Sammy Bradford came in right after that.
Those
are the seasons that gave them the number one pick. I'd say that was pretty bad.
You're right.
I know I'm right. Taylor Heineke, though, 34-46.
He has
his
flashes.
Did not look good, though.
No, not at all. Well, at times he didn't look good. There's sometimes...
He couldn't hold onto the ball those two drives, though.
It's not good.
Bad. Even throwing it, he was losing a grip on it, and it was spinning out of control. And it got there. Yep. He threw a couple of comeback routes that I would have picked off.
Right. But... when it mattered, whenever they had to have it, that two plays with the touchdown being on where he went through his whole progression, didn't like it, went back through, saw a guy and said, and threw it to a spot to where only one person would have even a shot to catch the football.
Ricky Seals-Jones
and
was
he
that
made
man,
the play.
19-yard catch, touchdown.
That was a hell of a throw. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
No, I mean, like he definitely like got the job done, two touchdowns, but that interception
was bad.
Was one of the worst interceptions
it was bad.
I've seen in a long while.
It wasn't good.
Like that ball was never getting to if the defender wasn't there, I don't think Terry catches that one.
No,
I don't think that's happening. But Daniel Jones almost 100 yards rushing.
My God!
And also had one taken away, and he was still able to get almost 100.
I mean,
rushing
how long was the one that was
touchdown.
Taken away?
I think it was 52, 54, something like that.
He had some distance. And he looked fast.
He looked slow. He didn't look fast.
He looked slow.
But that was the thing.
But he runs by everybody. It makes no sense. Yeah. Everybody around him's legs are moving
way
faster.
It's like those videos that go viral every now and then of like a minivan at an F1 track with like a Porsche engine inside of it. So it smokes the F1 car next to it, but it's a minivan, so it breaks your brain.
Yeah.
That's what Daniel Jones is.
That's what he looks like.
He's a minivan with a Porsche engine.
And he doesn't cut fast at all. He just kind of like, it's like he's running on ice. He just kind of glides across side to side.
He was sacked four times for 21 yards lost, and a couple of them were just bad sack takes.
Yeah,
like
just
33,
holding on to it.
There was the bubble screen wide open, and he didn't even look over there.
Yep.
22 of 32, one touchdown, no interceptions. Saquon Barkley, 13 carries, 57 yards. He had a long of 41, and though.
I was going to say, yeah, that all came on one run pretty much.
At one point, I got to find the stat real quick. Saquon Barkley, this was at 10:12 p.m., so later into the game. Saquon Barkley now has 39 yards on 7 carries. That includes a 41-yard run, mm-hmm. meaning he had a 41-yard run, and then everything else was minus 2 yards. Since then, he had 7 carries, so he got final of 13 carries, so he finished with, what, those last 4 carries, 5 carries, 4 carries, no, 6 carries, gave him
math
11 yards.
Nice. I'm going to take you 100% on your word right there. I'm not.
I didn't even do the math.
I'm not correct. I'm not checking it. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even try. Didn't even look at the numbers in my head.
But no, it was an exciting game.
It was. It was ugly. It was disgusting.
It's not going to mean anything in the long run. These
not
are
at all.
Two very bad teams.
Just football for the sake of football.
Yes.
And we enjoy it.
Yes, 100%. But these were two very, very bad teams. I think the football team might be a pretty solid team if Fitzpatrick is still playing. Like, I think they probably would have won this one a little bit easier. But
I like Heinicke, though. He adds a little bit of flair to a football game. I'm not saying he's good. I'm not saying
so
he's
bad.
I'm not
dude.
Saying it's art to watch.
It's
I'm
so
just
bad.
Saying he is an exciting brand of football.
It makes it feel like a preseason game. Like last night, that's what it felt like. It
yeah.
was so ugly.
Yeah, it's a perfect. There's this perfect amount of spontaneity to it. You don't know what's going to happen.
No,
it's beautiful. It's art.
McLaurin with 11 catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown though, 9.7 per catch. That's a fantastic game for him. And then J.D. McKissic. Getting a rushing touchdown after a terrible executed goal line stand from the Giants.
Oh, gosh. They were lined up. Just they completely botched
it. That's Jeremy Pruitt.
Completely botched it.
That was Jeremy Pruitt. Like that's whose fault that was. And then he also had 5 catches, 83 yards, obviously, the 56-yarder to get that touchdown. That was the not game winner, but the
Was that the first play in the 2-play drive?
Yes.
Yeah, it was just a
spark plug to where all the craziness happened.
Oh yeah, it was that ignition point.
That was the first craziness, and then
it just kept rolling.
It was wild.
The game, the Giants will find a way to lose a football game against all odds.
It's like the Chargers of the NFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how poor Comas. Out there, I hope he's doing okay today.
I was thinking
sorry,
about
buddy.
Him.
We should have asked him to call in. I would have liked to heard his thoughts on that.
Not good. Is what
no,
I
I'd say his blood pressure's still up. I couldn't handle a
this.
Loss
begs
like
the question
that.
Though of running backs in the first round. I mean, the Giants' offensive line has been depleted for a long, long time. You had the broken leg that happened last night. Who was it? Nick Gates, I believe, was the name of the player. I didn't see the play happen. I just saw a name trending. I could be getting that name wrong. But they had an O-lineman go down last night. I mean, you draft Danny Dimes in the first round. You draft Saquon in the first round. I'm trying to think. You draft Tony in the first round last year. He has only negative 2 yards receiving so far.
Not great, and he is unhappy.
Yeah.
Reportedly,
I mean, Galladay looked unhappy yesterday with the equipment guy
yelling.
That was
the
a very funny angle, though. Wherever.
Wasn't yelling at Daniel Jones. It looked like it.
It was definitely at the equipment guy.
He was very upset, but he was not yelling at his quarterback.
Bald idiot, is what he was probably saying. But no.
Possibly.
It's an unfortunate situation going on in the Meadowlands, but they got to take an offensive lineman with the next pick, but you also got to think they need a quarterback, a running back, and some wide receivers now as well because it's just not working anywhere you look at it.
I think for the time being, I think they could find a quarterback in free agency. Like, I think you get a guy like Cam Newton, and then you just completely try to get as many, you know, auxiliary pieces as you need, like offensive linemen, like just defensive linemen, linebacker. Like, you need to rebuild the foundation of your football team. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, cherry on top, get you, a prospect at quarterback and try to redo this whole thing.
Speaking of rebuilds, did you see the new videos and stuff coming out of the world of the Clippers and their new arena going in? I
do not know the name.
Inglewood. Inglewood is the neighborhood. I wanted to say Ingles, but that's the grocery store,
right.
Obviously. It's in Inglewood. But there were some videos. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George were not having a fun time.
They didn't look like they were enjoying themselves.
They were just playing 1980s synth music, which I was vibing with, but I could tell that other people probably would not be vibing with it. But Jerry West says the Clippers really studied the different types of restrooms for the new arena.
Okay.
The amount of hype there's been about the bathrooms is building quite the anticipation.
bathrooms are the headliner for the stadium. What's going on there? Do they even touch on that at all?
That's all I see.
Oh, it's all about the bathrooms.
It's the only tweet I see is just about the bathrooms. Maybe trough style.
The trough style is the most efficient way to have a public bathroom. It's just science. Mm-hmm. Facts. I would choose the trough 10 out of 10 times.
What if they're just going to have a bunch of individual ones? That would be sick.
Individual trough? That's just a urinal.
No, not individual troughs, individual bathrooms.
Oh, like 4,000 bathrooms?
Yeah, just a bunch of janitor closets.
That'd be cool.
That would be dope.
That'd be personal, that'd you know? Be sick. They have a little...
Then you don't have to worry about gender neutralizing and wearing a...
Right, just grab a bathroom.
Where is what.
Yeah, little diffusers in there make it smell nice, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Exactly.
They got the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Balmer.
I don't know how you do the plumbing.
Does it matter?
It's the same amount of toilets,
California.
I guess.
You dump your poop on the road.
That's what they do.
It's what they do.
They
out
do
in
that
California.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Communist dictatorship going on over there.
Okay. Sure.
Should I say it?
I don't know what you're gonna say. I mean,
neither do I. I was gonna do a joke, or not even a joke. Just be real sarcastic and tell someone to go vote in the recall. But I can't remember which is what option for who, and so I didn't want to butcher the joke by like saying go vote yes, but that means yes for Gavin Newsom or something like that, and then it would.
I don't know what's
downhill.
Going on.
You know, you ain't heard about the recall election,
buddy. I'm not a huge politics guy.
Neither am I, but I can't escape it.
Okay, so you're just reading stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. I read things and then scare myself.
Okay,
all right,
man. Sure,
Larry
that's
Elder
a way to live.
Had someone throw an egg at him.
Who?
The guy who's running against Newsom had someone throw an egg at him. It was,
that's tough.
It was tough.
That'll happen sometimes, yeah. Chief.
Pretty sure it was hard-boiled. It didn't crack.
Yeah, it just mushed.
That was kind of funny.
Is that worse?
Like it wasn't funny that he was assaulted, but it was kind of funny that someone threw a hard-boiled egg as
you
opposed to a
regular egg. You think the
hard-boiled
egg hurts more? Does it have the shell on it?
It looked like it did have a shell on it.
So, could have been a little stiff.
It could have been a little stiff.
Could have been a little stiff. You know, who knows?
It's a good point by you.
Pickled egg.
It's
harder?
It's like getting hit in the head with like a candy coated stress ball. That wouldn't feel nice.
Candy coated?
Just like a hard coated. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like
I see what you're saying.
A crackly coated.
Right.
Not a plastic coated.
Right, right,
right. Well,
one of those Kinder eggs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You know
what
I'm talking about.
Okay. It's still an egg.
Yeah.
At the end, we're still at the egg.
I'm just waiting for you to hit the button, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hour one overtime coming to a close. A quick segment here before we hit a break to go to hour two. But we got a couple minutes with you guys, so we're going to talk. We're going to chat. We're going to have a good time with you guys. But it is almost over. Not the show, just hour one. And I'm just milking this out because we don't have a lot to talk about. But it's Will Stevens.
It's a filibuster.
Exactly. Tugger Holt over there interrupting me. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studio.
What else am I here for? Okay, that's pretty much the whole thing at this point.
Did you see the biggest tree in the world, the General Sherman?
Is that in California, in the Redwood Forest?
Yes. Has been raked and wrapped in preparation for the incoming KNP Complex fire. Sounds like a music festival.
There's a fire moving to the biggest tree in the world?
Yeah, it's a wildfire that's moving near the Sequoia National Park. I just want to make the quick pun of ha-ha, big piece of wood getting wrapped up. That was just ha-ha, the biggest piece of wood's getting wrapped up. That was funny to me.
Right.
That was funny to me.
Crazy. I'm shocked your brain went there.
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw.
Utterly blown away.
Biggest tree wrapped in
wrapped
in preparation.
See, I see what you're... Yeah, I get
you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but also that bums me out a lot.
It does.
That's a cool tree. That was a picture in one of my textbooks.
It has been wrapped, so it might survive. But
what the hell is that?
Maybe I'm tinfoil. They wrapped it in tinfoil, so it's supposed to not catch fire.
Oh.
I've never used tinfoil with a flame ever before.
They're
so
not telling people to put that on their houses. Maybe spread the word, people.
Maybe.
Maybe go get some Reynolds wrap and save the home.
But I was sitting here and I was looking at this, and maybe this is a stupid idea, but I came up with an idea. And again, maybe this is a stupid idea. Tell me if this is a stupid idea. But what do most firefighters use when there is a fire? What do they use to put it out?
Water.
And they just go in and then they spray water.
They also got that foam stuff.
So water or foam, just whatever they use.
Yeah.
Whatever they're spraying. They're already going to have to spray a lot of it to put the fire out.
Right.
My thought process is, and again, I could be very stupid of Will Stevens.
Yes.
Why do we not just go ahead and soak this whole entire forest in water and foam?
Right.
That way the fire just stops when it gets there.
Okay, but But then the fire will get there, and it won't exactly burn it, you know. But the fire will be right there, and then the heat from the fire will you know, evaporate the water, and then it'll burn.
Yeah, but by the time that happens, you've at least slowed the fire down.
It's
you've
minutes.
You slowed the process. You know what I mean?
Sort of. Sure. I mean, there are people who you know, have saved their homes by fighting a fire with their water hose. It's not recommended, but people who do it are legends, mm-hmm. you know, very, very cool. There was a gentleman in Gatlinburg who did it, you know, in the fires here in this region. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. For some reason, that doesn't work. I don't know why.
That baffles me.
I think it just dries it out and then it burns it. That's what fire does. It's hot.
I think they're wrapping everything in tinfoil, as there's another picture of the Sequoia National Park sign being wrapped in tinfoil.
I guess it just pushes the heat away, but I feel like the fire would just melt the tinfoil and then it would just burn the tree. Fire gets really hot, you know? I mean, in my experience. But I guess since it's metal, I guess it is metal.
It's tin, yeah.
Yeah.
Or aluminum.
I don't know what the melting point of tin would be, or foil.
If only we had computers in front of us.
Right. But that's not exactly... We're not like a science show. We're here for conjecture. You know, like, you know, assumptions. Is it tin? Tin foil?
Tin foil or aluminum foil? 449 degrees Fahrenheit is okay. The melting point of tin.
Okay. And then I'm looking up a forest fire temperature. I'm sure this is... And it'll get up to...
I'm sure that's consistent with all forest fires.
Yeah. Okay. On average, the surface... An average surface fire on the forest floor might have flames reaching 1 meter in height and can reach temperatures of 800 centigrade, which would be 1,472 degrees Fahrenheit.
So just a lot of tinfoil works.
I believe it melts it. No, I believe
the more tinfoil you use, the higher the melting point goes.
Ah, really? Yeah. Is that science, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the more ice you have, the higher the melting point goes. I would think it is consistent all around.
Huh. You know what? I'm just going to buy
in. I'm making sense.
Yeah, dude, you're Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I might not be right, but I am
here.
Making sense.
You're 100% not, but it's convincing enough to where I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. How about that?
I'm making sense.
Sure, man. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. Tell the people about the science. Will Nye the Science Guy over here.
It's clever.
That was good.
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever. I think it would be funnier since I accidentally said I like boys. It will buy the science guy.
Okay. That works either way.
Yeah. More overtime next.
All right. I guess so.
Hour two. We'll be right back, I
Just
guess.
Just hang in there.
Picks and previews coming up.
Sure.
Hour two of overtime, getting started live from the White Claw Hard at Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, hour two, starting live from the White Claw Hard at Seltzer Studios. Segment's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. The biggest game this Sunday is the Chiefs versus the Ravens. Sunday Night Football. It's already a pretty big game. Tucker, you're a Chiefs fan. Would you say that's a large game?
Yeah. It's Sunday Night Football, first primetime game of the year. That's a big game.
It is a big game,
sure.
And FanDuel is here to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. You heard that right. 30-1 odds. $5 bet could win you $150 this weekend on either team to win. So you like the Ravens? Throw $5 down. You can win $150 off that $5 bet, or vice versa. If you like the Chiefs this weekend on Sunday night, you can do that. They have a plethora of options to choose from when betting on sports, in terms of a plethora of sports and a plethora of options in terms of same game parlays, odds boost. You got money line, spread, touchdown scorer. Anything you can dream of, you can put it in and make some money off of it. It's the reason I love betting on FanDuel. It's the reason you love betting on FanDuel. It's the
That's
reason
right.
we all love betting on FanDuel. They're the number one sports book in America for a reason. So go check them out. It's sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. What are you feeling right now about that game on Sunday?
I mean, I think the Chiefs cover. I think... You know, I don't think it'll be close. I think we come out and dominate from the first whistle to the last whistle. You
Fair
know, Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. I tweet it often.
If you agree with Tucker, go ahead and place a $5 bet down on the Chiefs. All you got to do is sign up using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, so they know we sent you. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer. Market max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support. Call 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's a TN red line number. 1-800-889-9789. Shifting from NFL to college football. Tucker, I looked at this board. It's a pretty good slate. I won't lie to you, but I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games I have picks on. I'm willing to talk about other games because I think there's some other interesting matchups going on, but there's only 6 games I feel confident in giving a couple of betting advices or betting pointers on. Did you see anything on the board that you really, really like, or do you think we're probably looking at the same games?
I'm sure we've both looked at this, and I can say it if you'd like, or would you like to get your... I mean, you wrote yours down on paper. I don't know if you'd like to get yours out first.
I brought my Scooby-Doo notebook. This is
I don't want to, like...
This is
going to
be my picks notebook.
I don't want to usurp that. You know, I have a pick right here in front of me that I think I'm pretty confident in. I think it's going to happen.
We'll just go pick for pick, and if we agree on a game or not, we'll just, you have a pick, bring it up, and then I'll have a pick, I'll bring it up, and that way we can both search for our games
I don't mind that.
So you want to start? Give your first pick of the weekend?
I think Alabama covers 14.5 pretty easily against Florida.
See, I have a pick on that game. I don't disagree with you. I do think that as well, but I'm not willing to put anything down because, like we saw last year at Florida, they were able to make it interesting at the end of that ball game by scoring quickly. I think Alabama's defense is very solid, but I think I think Florida's offense is very explosive. Anthony Richardson has showed that so far this season, and that's why I like the over at 60. It's a high over, so you can get good value on that, but I really do think like Alabama's going to score 40 in this game. I don't think Florida's defense is any good, and I think Alabama's offense is just that good, which means if Florida can score 20, that goes over, and I think Florida will probably score 20 against Alabama's defense. Like they're a very explosive offense, and I think they're going to be hard to contain. I like the over sitting at 60.
Yeah, I think both of our picks could hit here. I think the over is definitely in play. I just think late in football games, Alabama just grinds you down,
and
you'll blink in the third quarter, and we were down a touchdown going into the third, and now we're down 21.
But
you know, it's Florida just the way they finish games.
That's true. But Florida against their two opponents, it has been FAU and USF. So this is their first real test and a hell of a steep step up in competition from USF and FAU.
And we've already seen Alabama. Alabama is still Alabama. They trounced Notre Dame, who is Miami.
I don't even know if we know if Miami's good. Which is
Miami isn't good, but they're a Power 5 school, and they're decent.
We'll get to that game because that'll be my next pick. We'll talk about that game because they're taking on someone interesting. But, yeah, Florida, they've scored 42 and 35 in their first two games. They did not look great in that first half of FAU, but Anthony Richardson, he's just proven he can explode on any play at any given time, has had insanely long touchdowns in both games multiple times. So I think that's probably what we're looking at. I think Florida will break off at least 1 to 2 big touchdowns off of a busted coverage or a good blocking scheme, which gives me already 14, and I think there will probably be one more touchdown scored on top of that to push it over the top at 60. You mentioned Miami, which brings me my first pick. Miami 24th in the nation right now, somehow still ranked at 1-1. They lost, obviously, to Alabama, and then they beat App State in a close one, 25-23. I'm starting to think that Miami is not good, and that's why I'm on Michigan State plus 6.5. Miami, a 1-1 team coming off a blowout loss to Alabama and then a close 25-23 victory against App State. Michigan State is 2-0. They trounced Northwestern, who I don't think is good either, but they still looked very impressive in that game. And I don't even know who they played last week. I think it was a cupcake. Yeah, they beat Youngstown State 42-14. I think Michigan State is going to roll into Miami. They might even come away with a win, but I like them to stay within 6.5. I think that's way too big of a number to be giving to Miami.
6.5 favorites Miami is in that game?
Yes.
That's interesting to me.
That's why I saw it, and I was like, there's no way they win that game. Nonetheless, cover 6.5.
I'm not confident enough to take them against the spread, but I think Miami wins that football game.
Really?
I do. I think 6.5's a little much. I think that's a field goal ball game.
I just think Miami's bad.
Miami played Alabama, and that instantly put them in a sour taste in your mouth, and rightfully so. Alabama kind of does that to everybody. I think Miami is probably the third best team in the ACC this year.
But the ACC is so bad.
It's bad.
I don't think that's any good. I also think because I had
a feeling
that Alabama was going to come in a little bit slower this year than they have been in the past couple years, which we still don't really know because this is going to be their first real test, in my opinion. And so I think that Miami just looked just as bad as Alabama looked good in that game. But I could be wrong, but I like Michigan State plus 6.5 in that one. Your pick?
I got Miami money line.
That's your next pick? Is Miami money
line? Oh, my next pick. My bad. I thought we were recounting.
No, just going pick for pick here.
Going pick for pick. I actually have... where'd it go? I've got a few of these lined up. This is...
what was your first pick? I'll try to keep track.
My first pick was Alabama covering the 14.5 against Florida. And my second pick is UCLA covering 11 against Fresno State.
UCLA covering 11
against
Fresno State.
That's a little nightcap. That's the one you watch as you go to bed. I think that's free money. UCLA is half decent this year, you know.
Fresno State has played... I believe they beat whoever they played last week, but gave Oregon a run for their money and kept it close. And Oregon ended up winning against Ohio State, so it's not a bad program.
I'm buying a little bit into UCLA this year.
Fair. That's fair.
Just a little. If they let me down right here, it's over. Season's canceled. But they're riding a little high. For now.
Fair enough. What's the line and the over-under in that game? I don't even have a take on that one.
Really. It is...
I'm trying to stay clear of that game. That one makes me nervous.
The line is 11 in favor of UCLA. I do not know the spread.
It's being played...
Or the over-under.
In the Rose Bowl?
UCLA
at home?
Yeah. Yes, UCLA at home. The over-under is 63.
Fair enough.
Pretty high.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that game. I like CPG. I like Christopher Gabriel, so I lean more Fresno State just out of bias.
Right. I felt bad making that pick, but it's just how I feel.
It's the fan-run family.
It is.
Will you keep track of your picks? I don't have enough. This is a very small notebook, I'll keep track of records after each week, but I won't be able to keep track of your picks.
That's fine.
Also, it would be just very loud of me flipping pages in front of the listeners' ears. That would be annoying.
Yeah, people hate that. You got a pick?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of which one I want to go to next. I think wait until we go into the SEC, and so I'll hold off because I got a few SEC picks with a couple of good games. I'll do my last non-SEC matchup, a Big Ten matchup, not a Big Ten matchup, but a Big Ten team taking on, I believe they're in the American Conference. I don't know where number 8 Cincinnati is, but I do know that they're way better than the 3.5 line that's sitting in front of them. Indiana is a garbage football team.
Bad.
I don't think Iowa. I think Iowa's good. They played really well against Iowa State, and they dismantled Indiana, made them look really, really bad. But I don't think Iowa is like a top 5, top 10. I don't think they're a playoff team. And so I don't think Indiana should have gotten beat that badly by them if they were anything of substance. Therefore, I'm going Cincy minus 3.5. I think this game's probably going to go under, but the over-under is at 50. And if that one gets out of hand, Michael Penix knows how to score, but he hasn't figured it out this year.
Right.
That that one could get out of hand and go over quickly. So I'm going to steer clear of the over. Cincy minus 3.5 is my pick for this week.
Okay. I got one more. I have a few more, but I can give you one more.
Fair enough. I got
Florida State covering 4.5 against Wake Forest.
Florida State covering 4.5 against Wake
Plus
Forest?
Plus 4.5. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Florida State, they're 0-2, but they've played decent football at times. They had a blow up against, was that NC State?
No, it was Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State, even worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had that blow up.
Notre Dame, I don't know how I feel about Florida State. I think they're bad just because
it's a bounce back. It's week three. They have to win a football game.
I don't think Notre Dame is any good.
You don't think Notre Dame? Well, Notre Dame's better than Jacksonville State.
For sure.
You know, that was the botched
coaching.
Notre
Dame did not look good against, what was it, Tulsa? They had a comeback win against Tulsa. I guess it's kind of all up to the eye test, but the eye test has not passed for both. Toledo, my apologies.
They won 32-29. Yeah. It's a little out there pick for me, but it's week three. They've not won a football game. It's 4.5. I like those points. I'm not saying they're going to win. I think they cover 4.5.
I
think they may win. Moneyline's not a bad play there. But
Alabama, Florida State. Who else did you have?
UCLA.
UCLA.
Minus 11.
Sounds good.
I mean, they feel right, you know. Look, you try to get, you know, don't get distracted by the, you know, the lamestream media. It was bad. But it's week three. They don't have a win.
I think you're falling for the name game / favorites. I know Florida State's not a favorite, but they're a favorite in terms of just if you see the names Wake Forest versus Florida State. You also got UCLA.
No, Mackenzie Milton's going to put it, you know, put it together.
Speaking of guys who haven't looked the same, I mean, Mackenzie Milton, one of the worst knee injuries in a long time. It's going to be interesting. I don't hate that pick.
He's played well,
but I don't
times.
Love it. That's one of those games I just steer clear because I know nothing about Wake Forest, but I don't
right.
like what I've seen from Florida State.
It's a gut feeling.
Fair enough.
You just feel it.
If you got it in your gut, you got it in your gut.
That's there.
Let's move in to the SEC because all of my picks will be within the SEC for the rest of this, for the rest of my picks,
okay.
just in terms of college football. I have obviously some NFL picks that we can get to next segment, but for right now, we're going to stay in the world of college. Moving into the SEC, I like... Where is it? Mississippi State and Memphis over 64. Another one of those really high overs you can get good odds on. Those two teams. Memphis, I don't think they're going to have a good defense. I haven't watched a single second of Memphis, but they always have a good offense, and they've scored a lot in their first two games. Mississippi State looked really good against NC State, especially that defense holding them to 3 points. I don't think NC State is worth anything there. They're trash. The ACC is trash as a whole, and Mississippi State gave up 34. To Louisiana Tech in the opener of the season. They're playing at Memphis. I think a lot of points are going to be scored in this one. I think it's going to be a lot of blown coverages from both defenses. I know Mike Leach can score, and I'm 99.9% sure that Memphis can score as well. So I'm going to go on the over. Again, one of those high overs, but I like it. 64 over in Memphis versus Mississippi State.
I got a little layup pick. This is just off of, you know, more feeling, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But Stanford, minus 12.5 against Vandy. I think 12.5 is a little, you know, generous in Vandy's favor.
They are coming off, not Vandy, but Stanford is coming off of a win that ended up getting a coach fired. Could you have a letdown spot right there? It's a battle of the two Ivy League schools that can't get into the Ivy League.
Right. Right, I hear what you're saying. I just think Stanford is a much better football team than whatever you want to call Vandy right now.
I don't disagree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you on any means, but 12.5 seems like a lot for a bad Stanford team.
Does it? For as bad as Vandy is. ETSU came in and pushed them around.
It's fair.
I see otherwise, Vandy is a high school football team.
It's fair. Vandy did get a win last week in a comeback against Colorado State. Again, it is Colorado State, but a comeback win nonetheless.
Sure.
I don't hate the pick, though.
If you lose to ETSU, you can lose to anybody.
For sure.
So,
people say the same thing about Georgia State. You know what I mean?
I think Stanford beats them down, man.
Fair. I don't disagree with you. I would not have made that pick.
That year we did lose by a lot to everybody.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
So,
fair point.
12.5.
By you staying in the SEC. I'm going to hold off on the Tennessee game because I do have one pick on that, and then we'll give score predictions and all that because it's still Tennessee. We still got to talk about that game. We'll give a little preview to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the final game in the SEC that I want to talk about is a top 25 matchup. Penn State hosting Auburn. Auburn traveling up to Happy Valley. Both teams 2-0. Auburn has not played anybody, though. But
not,
they put up
no.
60 in both games and have only given up 10 total points so far. But it was Akron and Alabama State, my bad.
You're good.
Penn State, like, I don't know what to think about them. They
beat a Wisconsin team that's okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know if Wisconsin's any good. They didn't look fantastic. Defense looked pretty good. And then Ball State, obviously, is Ball State. They put up 44. My pick in this game is the under, 53. Might even sprinkle some Auburn money line. That's just me personally. Because I think if they're within five, I think that's a win for them, and I think you'll get better odds on the money line. But over sitting at it's now at 52.5. I had it at 53 last time I checked, so it's moving in the way of the under. But I like the under at 53. I think Auburn hasn't played a real defense yet, so I think it's going to be a big adjustment
for
them to try to score some points. I think they'll probably score close to 20-something if they win, but it's still going to be an adjustment, and I don't think Penn State's offense is any good. They just didn't play a defense last week against Ball State. Auburn has a pretty solid defense usually, or at least an SEC defense at least.
Penn State at home. Night game.
It is the whiteout.
That's a factor. That's a factor to take in.
For sure. But I still like the under sitting at 53.
Mm, The only thing I would feel safe making a pick on this game would probably be the over. I'm taking the over.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll mark you down. Do you want that to be a pick, or is that just a take on the game?
Yeah, give me a pick. Fair I don't enough. Care. Yeah, I'll shoot picks off in any direction. It doesn't matter. It's a gut feeling.
You want the over at 52.5 or 53?
52.5, please.
I'll give it to you. I'm in at 53, and I'm not going to change it.
Right.
You get in where you get in. You play the ball where it lies type of deal. You got one last pick before we move into Tennessee, because Tennessee game is the last pick I have on
my
board.
Yeah, I'm all tapped out. I'm just, waiting for the Tennessee game.
Fair enough. We'll get to the Tennessee game right now. I kid. I wouldn't tease you that.
I was about to say, I wasn't ready.
Did I scare you?
Yeah.
You're in the midst of a drink.
Ooh.
Tennessee playing host to Tennessee Tech. We already mentioned it at the start of the show that the podcast listeners aren't going to get to hear. So
Missed
we'll say the, basically the same things. Yawn. Not excited. The dreary day is evident.
Right.
Rain.
A scrimmage.
Likely. Tennessee 1-1 coming off of a loss there. A 41.5 favorite in this one. Over-under set at 51. It's moved down half a point since I got it at 51.5. Tennessee Tech, obviously. I think Tennessee's going to win. I don't think we cover 40. I think I saw a stat where we have never covered 40. And the game has also gone over or under every single time as well when we've been favored by 40. I don't know which games those were, and I don't care because I'm still going with Tennessee and the under. Tennessee is going to win, so I'll sprinkle a little money line just to make a couple cents off of a bet, and then Tennessee under as well at 51.
Okay.
I think points are going to be scored. I just don't think there's going to be points scored by Tennessee Tech, and I don't think Tennessee is going to score.
What did you say that
55.
Over-under was?
51.
Yeah, I'll take that over.
Really?
Hold on. Let me reconsider. That was a. Do not put pen to paper yet. Have you done it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Done it yet.
Let me think. No, the under is the correct play.
The under is the correct play.
The under is the correct play. We're gonna beat them something like
42-3. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think it might get weird and end up being like 45-9.
Maybe they sneak into field goal range three times.
We might have a couple of bad turnovers.
We start playing
with it or something.
The threes point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Harrison Bailey will play on Saturday. That is my only take.
I sure hope so.
I believe.
And he's going to play good because it's Tennessee Tech, and they're probably going to have their bench warmers
in as well. It's not
going to
help any of these
people. And
then
everyone's going to be like, oh my God, look how good Harrison Bailey played, and I'm just going to be sitting there.
He was 9 for 11 for 364 yards and 3 touchdowns. And they're going to be like, yeah, it was Tennessee Tech. Three guys had those stats.
Yeah, I'm already not looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. I like watching highlights, to be honest with you. In the uniforms, just watching them, if I can trick my brain a little bit to think that they're LSU instead of Tennessee Tech, that'll be fun for a minute.
It's a good point by you. It's a good point by you.
Everybody pretend we're playing LSU. Just do that, and you'll have a better time.
Shout out Crybaby Paul. I almost forgot about you. Retirement tour.
Yep.
Guess we got to hit a break. I don't have any more picks.
We're all picked out.
Picked out, picked up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Are there any more good games in the SEC?
Man, you know.
You only have.
Not really.
Actually, I do. There's one game I'm steering clear of, but I really do love the game. I don't have a pick on it because I'm steering clear of it because both
I'll
make me
pick.
Real nervous. I don't know if you can make a pick on this. Tulane obviously gave Oklahoma headaches in a 40-35 loss. They're coming off a 69-20 win over Morgan State, probably. M-O-R-G.
Yes, Morgan State.
Taking on Ole Miss. Both teams are going to score some points. The over-under sitting at 76.5.
That's a lot of points.
Which scared me because I think, easy play. Just take the under and just pray for no points scored. But these two teams are going to go over. But then my luck, if I took the over, they would go under. So I'm avoiding that. Minus 14 as well. I don't think Ole Miss is as good as Oklahoma. And Tulane looked really solid against Oklahoma. If I had to make a pick, if gun to head had to make a pick, Tulane plus 14.
Tulane plus 14, I think, is an incredible pick. This game has lightly, responsibly, within your means, season on the money line.
But the
Tulane could beat Ole Miss.
These are it's rat lines. This is a rat game. You know what I mean? You can't get trapped by this.
It could catch you off guard.
And I refuse to get trapped by this. I will avoid the trap.
It's going to be a fun football game. I love that Tulane has their SEC championships sticker on the back of the helmet.
Tulane has the best uniform
in
all of college sports.
Yeah, The Wave, incredible.
So
the uniforms they're wearing for this game are, I mean, just chef's kiss.
Mwah. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's going to be a fun game.
It will
8
be,
o'clock,
indeed.
You know, prime time. Kiffin going up against a, you know, I like the swagger that this Tulane team carries himself with. There's something likable about him. Kind of like Coastal Carolina right now.
I think they lose this weekend, actually.
Who's Coastal playing?
Buffalo.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know anything about Buffalo. I'm just...
No, Coastal rolls.
Buffalo at home, I got a gut feeling.
Coastal rolls.
You got Virginia Tech taking on West Virginia. That one will be an interesting game. I don't really have a take on that one.
No.
Purdue versus Notre Dame. I'm not going to give this out as a pick in terms of like my picks that's going to count for like my record or anything because I will be keeping track of records.
Right.
Purdue money line, though, it would be something I advise someone to take. I don't trust Notre Dame. I think they're frauds. I think they're a bunch of fakes. A bunch of phonies.
They're only favored 7.5.
And Purdue is a good Big Ten team. Notre Dame hasn't played any Big Ten football yet. Purdue beat Oregon State 30-21, and then they knocked the snot around out of Connecticut 49-0. I think Purdue money line would be a play I wouldn't mind making.
Okay. We'll see eventually if Notre Dame's frauds. You've been beating that drum for a little bit now.
And
I'm not saying you're wrong. I've just, you know, we're yet to see. We haven't found out yet.
I think Ohio State. Tulsa almost gave Notre Dame a scare. They did give Notre Dame a scare. They almost came out with a win. Ohio State has not looked impressive in any of their games so far this season. I think they're going to try to make a statement win. And this one, they're minus 24.5. I think they covered that easily. I think Ohio State's going to run at Tulsa in the ground. I think Tulsa got all their Cinderella story-esque play out against Notre Dame. And I also don't think Notre Dame's any good, so I think that's why it was a close game in the first place.
Okay. Everything's a circle in your brain.
Yeah.
I like it. I respect it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going to be a fun weekend.
It will be. It will be indeed. That's the picks for college football. We'll come back with some picks for the NFL and then finish it out with birthdays. Don't go anywhere. Overtime rolls along after this. Hour two, overtime rolling right along. This segment is also brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Because week two is here, we're about to give our picks about it. I mean, the fridge is stocked full of White Claw. Full of them. All 16 refreshing flavors. No gluten in the fridge, only White Claw.
Not a bit.
Recliner's ready. And now all you need to do is log into your FanDuel Sportsbook account and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. All customers, existing, new, there's the only two types I know of, all customers
all of them.
Get a week two risk-free bet. It's exciting. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. You can do a money line bet, an over under, a prop bet, same game parlay, anything you could dream of on this weekend slate of games, you can do risk-free. That's not only why America's number one sportsbook is FanDuel Sportsbook. It's also easy to use, and you get your money in as little as 24 hours. So use FanDuel on any week two game, bet the money line, take the over, throw some action on a prop bet, or build a same game parlay. There are so many ways to play. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to receive a risk-free bet up to a $1,000. Promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. You must be 21 or present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We're about to give out our picks for the NFL week two. If you like any of them, of what you hear, do not be afraid to throw a risk-free bet down on one of our picks. I would be honored. I would be honored to have you use your risk-free bet on me.
I would be too.
You want to start this one or you want me to start NFL?
I can start. I got one that seems pretty, I mean, straightforward, you know, makes the most sense to me. I got Buffalo minus -3
Fair
against
enough.
The Dolphins. The Buffalo Bills starting out 0-1. You know, Josh Allen, he's a great quarterback. Didn't have a great game week one. Didn't come out with a win. I can't remember exactly who beat them.
Steelers.
The Steelers beat them. Yeah, came out surprised everybody. That's right. Yeah, I think the Bills have a great bounce back game. Tua's, I mean, if you're just looking at these quarterbacks head to head, Josh Allen's way more developed, much better quarterback. The Bills' defense is probably, you know, I would say almost twice as good as the Bills, the Miami defense.
Mm-hmm.
Not maybe not twice as good. The Miami secondary is pretty you know, stout. But
their defense looked pretty solid.
It's not bad.
Forced what, four fumbles against the Patriots?
Something like that, yeah. The Patriots didn't play well, rookie quarterback.
Maybe
all
not
sorts
forced
of stuff.
Four, but
four fumbles occurred.
Yes, exactly.
I just think minus three is a little disrespectful to the Bills, a team that was just in the AFC Championship game, a team that is very good.
I don't disagree with you at all. It's one of my picks, too.
Oh, is it?
I got the Bills minus three as well on my card.
I don't understand that. They had one bad game, and apparently, from the likes of it, the Steelers' defense looks incredible. So that loss doesn't really weigh heavy on me about my opinion on the Bills.
Fair enough. I agree with you on that one. That's one of my picks as well. Give me 1 second to finish writing.
Okay. Seems like a no-brainer to me.
That's why I'm nervous about it. I think the Dolphins are probably going to end up.
Those are always the ones that get you. You're right.
And especially since
you feel so smart.
Since we both agree it's a no-brainer, it's definitely a brainer.
Yeah, we're screwed.
It's definitely a brainer.
Yeah.
My first pick, other than you taking one off my card,
looking at
my notes.
I tried not to earlier, but apparently it was the NFL that was going to get me.
Bengals money line against the Bears. Bears are a minus 2.5 favorite. I think if they stay within 2.5, they win that ball game. Joe Burrow looked pretty decent. They did go to overtime against the Vikings, but I think the Vikings are a decently solid team going up against another NFC North team. I mean, I just wasn't impressed by the Bears' offense at all. That's why I'm taking Bengals' money line.
Yeah, I don't think the Bears are going to look great until they start playing Justin Fields.
Neither do I.
I mean, he may not be fully ripe, but right now he's still your best option. And, what better way to get experience than to just play the guy? Let him play the sport. Let him get out there, take his lumps. He'll get better. He'll learn, make mistakes, which, I mean, you're expecting the mistakes. He's a rookie quarterback. Let him learn.
Patrick Mahomes didn't do that, though.
Patrick Mahomes did not do that, but we also had Alex Smith, who's a lot more serviceable quarterback.
Fair, fair. Some would disagree. Not I. But
safer quarterback. I mean, Alex Smith was getting us to the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I'm not sitting here trying to act like Andy Dalton's any good. But Andy Dalton did take the Bengals to the playoff out of the NFC or AFC North, which is a pretty. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Right.
I'm not the one who's saying this. I just listen to the people. I bring the people's takes to the mics.
I just don't think that coaching staff's going to give Justin Fields anything he doesn't already have.
It's fair.
Not known for development.
This
just get the guy in there.
The over-under sitting at 45, I don't hate the under as a play, but 45 is pretty low. But I don't hate the under as a play there either. I don't think either of these offenses are phenomenal.
And
I think the defense, like the Bears defense really didn't look great, but it could be that I'm wrong and the Rams are actually pretty good.
The Rams are going to be good.
I hope not.
The Rams are yes, that is my one take. The Rams will be fantastic.
As soon as I said that take, I realized how wrong I was when everyone in the room called me stupid, but I'm holding on to it. Jared Goff going to have a better season.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Holding on to it.
Okay.
It's more Dan Campbell than anything else. I fell in love with him. You know what I mean? I fell for all the gimmicks and strings he pulled.
Mm-hmm.
They kept him close last week, though. And they did keep him close.
You want another pick of mine?
Yeah, that's normally how it goes. We're alternating.
Right.
So I went. So
I got,
alternating would then go.
I've got
I,
all.
I, wait, hold on. If I went and then we alternate.
And then
there's only
be,
two people.
It would be me.
So
it would be.
Are we going clockwise?
I was just making sure that you were done discussing.
Is this a snake draft?
It's not a snake draft because then it would just be you every time.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
I got Saints minus 3.5.
It's me and you.
I got Saints.
I go and then you go.
Saints minus 3.5 against the Panthers. Jameis will continue to keep rolling. He can see. Turns out that's really important. For a quarterback,
he only had I think he had less than
200
yards.
He didn't have many yards,
but he had five touchdown.
But he
passes.
Had five touchdown passes.
And no
that's
interceptions
what matters
as well. No
exactly,
interceptions.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's a changed. He's a new man. Give me the Saints and the points.
I think I have a pick on that game. I have the over in that one. That's my pick on that game. Is the over? I think I have it on my page as 44.5.
44.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what it is at currently.
And a half. I like the over in that one.
Okay.
I think Jameis is Jameis. I think
you think he's throwing another five.
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay.
I don't know about another
he's
five.
Gonna do some legwork.
But at 44, if they get to 28, that's not a lot of points to have
right.
to be scored by the Panthers. And
sure.
Sam Darnold didn't look horrible. Again, they were going up against the Jets, but they didn't look horrible. My fingers are crossed that Aaron Rodgers is over the hill and the Saints defense isn't actually that good.
Okay.
That's my fingers crossed right
sure.
there.
Both of these things can happen.
That's my pick on that game, but my pick for the next pick. I'll go ahead and I'll do a two for one. I got a couple of two for ones. I'm going to go
with Pittsburgh Steelers money line and the under 47 as they are taking on, where did they go? They just vanished on my screen, the Raiders. I like a money line. I don't like them covering 6.5. I think it might be a close game. That part makes me nervous. But I do like the under in that one. I think both defenses are pretty solid.
Not bad.
I don't hate that pick at all.
Not bad at all.
Raiders scored 33 last game. Then that one went into OT.
Overtime, so. Yeah. That Sunday night football game. Or Monday night.
Yeah.
I have a pick. Obviously, this is not going to shock anybody. Chiefs -3.5. That is the most disrespectful line I've ever seen. The Chiefs are going to roll.
We might make a rule where you can't pick your own team.
Because
it's not fair to me.
How is it? You can pick them, too. Pick them. They're -3.5.
I'm out.
You're out on who?
Oh,
you can pick the Chiefs. I mean, that, sure. That pick's there for you. That's an outrageous line.
You're all over the favorites in most of your picks. I like it, though. I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm
a favorites on the spread. I don't go near wide spreads.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, you had Chiefs -3.5.
I bet close favorites to cover the spread.
We talked about it at the start of the segment earlier of why you think. Do you have any other takes on why you think?
I mean,
other than the fact that it's just Chiefs.
It's Chiefs.
They're 3-0 against the Ravens.
I will believe until I'm, forced not to believe.
It's fair.
So 3.5 is outrageous. If this was 7.5, I would be like,
mm-hmm.
3.5, that's stupid. The Chiefs are covering that.
I got 1, 2, 3 more picks. I'll go ahead and mention, I talked about them earlier. I feel stupid because I went against him before the season even started, but he looked pretty solid, and I just do not like the Colts at all. Give me the Rams -3.5. That is a crazy low line for the Rams to be at.
Yeah, Stafford is fantastic. He's going to dominate.
I don't know about that,
Colts.
But I do think the Colts are.
I'm telling you,
I think the Colts are terrible. I really do.
Stafford's going to have a fantastic season. He's going to be in MVP talks late in the season. I don't think he wins it. I do have like $10 on him to win it that I got forever ago, but I don't think he wins it. But he'll be in the conversation. He's going to play really, really good.
Fair enough. You got a pick.
I do have the Eagles to cover -3 against the Niners.
Fair enough. That actually perfectly works out because now I only have one more pick because I do have a pick on that game. What did you say their spread was? I'm not looking at it.
Eagles +3 against the Niners.
See, I don't know who's good and who's bad in that game. I can't tell if the Falcons are terrible or the Eagles are good. I can't tell if the Lions are just bad and made it close at the end, or if the 49ers actually have some issues they need to worry about. They're +3, you said?
The +3. It's a gut feeling game. That's a little low for me to be taking the underdog in my experience. I just feel like for some reason, you get that little feeling I've been talking about. Jalen Hurts is going to have a really great game, and at best, it could be one of those one-point ball games like we saw last night.
Fair enough.
But I think the Eagles could very well go out and win this football game.
I have a pick on that game. My pick is the over at 49.5. I think no matter who wins, they're going to have to score to win, as stupid as that sounds. But
I love that thought.
The 49ers gave up almost, if not a backdoor cover last week, and I really do think that the Falcons are just that bad. Not saying that the Eagles aren't good. They could still win this ball game. That's why I'm steering clear of any spread, money line, or anything like that. I don't think they're going to score 38 again, but I think if they score 20-something, I think the 49ers can put up some points. 49.5 is not too hard to get over that.
Okay.
My final pick, I'm going to double up again. I'm just going to go ahead and double down on my take already. I'm out, and I won't be back in until I see something that brings me back in. Give me Seattle -6.5 and the under 54 against the Titans.
I was just about to
We're
make that my
We're not going into
final
Seattle.
Pick.
We're not going into the 12th man and covering anything. We're not doing anything. Oh. Ryan Tannehill's probably going to get injured. We're going to have to,
oh,
we're
come
just
on.
Have
Don't
to
say
throw
that.
Everything away.
Don't say that.
We're going to throw everything away. It's going to be a terrible season. I'm already out. Fire Vrabel. Hire Jerod Mayo. I don't care. We need to do something different.
Wow.
I'm out.
I was about to make that pick.
Give me
3.5.
Seattle
-6.5
and under 54. Titans aren't going to score a point.
Oof. Yeah, that's tough. But I agree with you.
I'm just making that pick so I can be wrong.
I got you. I have one more pick.
Sometimes you got to manifest.
Did you have a pick on Arizona?
No.
I got Arizona -3.5. beating Minnesota.
It's fair. Minnesota got taken to
overtime.
Arizona
offense is incredible, dude.
They are good.
Very, very good.
The Titans are terrible, dude. The Titans
suck. They're bad.
They're bad. I think the Cardinals are an average football team. I think the Titans are that bad. That's why I'm so far out. So hopefully the Cardinals blow another team out and make me look a little dumber. Because I hope I'm dumb with these takes about being out on the Titans.
Very well may happen.
But I don't think I am. I am out on the Titans.
Very well may happen.
Run back through the picks. Your picks for NFL Week 2. Buffalo, -3. Saints, -3.5. Chiefs, -3.5. And the Eagles, +3. Am I missing anything off those?
I had plenty of picks. The Cardinals, -3.5.
Oh, yeah, I missed that last one. My fault.
No worries.
I started yelling.
That's okay. You know, it's okay to yell. Did you have Saints, -3.5 on there?
Yes, yeah. Buff, Saints, Chiefs, Eagles, and then Cardinals. What are their line?
Cardinals line?
Yeah, what's their sitting
3.5.
3.5 is well favored?
Yes.
A lot of 3.5s on this
board. Yeah, they look juicy. That's a juicy line to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're better than that, you know?
I can't say anything. I got a 3.5 on my board. I got Bengals money line, Rams -3.5, Bills -3, Seattle -6.5 to cover, and the under 54. Philadelphia 49ers. The Philadelphia 49ers, the Eagles versus the 49ers, over 49.5. The over in Carolina versus New Orleans at 44.5. And Pittsburgh money line plus the under at 47 against the Raiders.
Not bad.
Those are our NFL picks and previews. And again, the segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. If you want that risk-free bet on any game during Week 2 of the NFL season, go ahead, sign up using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. You can win a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 on any Week 2 game. Again, you must be 21 or present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling sport. Call 1-800-889-9789. It's time for some birthdays. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Will, take it away. Okay, Will.
Yeah, I get to play today. Pretty cool.
Starting in the world of cyclists tomorrow, September 18th, 1971, Plano, Texas. 49 years old today.
Lance Armstrong.
There you go. It's the only. I probably shouldn't have said cyclist, but
right.
It's the only cyclist I would have done.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, if it's not. Oh, I had to do that even since I was a child. You got to double check in your brain. Many times.
Doing the one ball motion?
No. You know, because.
Probably bad for radio.
Have a likelihood to say Neil or you know, switch those names. Yeah. So I had to take a moment to pause.
For sure. Louis, you could have.
Louis, the famous astronaut. Yeah.
September 17th, 1923, Mont Olive, Alabama, passed away January 1st, 1953, at the unfortunate age of 29. Country singer.
What year did they die?
1953, at the age of 29. This legendary country star released 35 top 10 singles on the Billboard Country and Western Bestsellers chart.
Hank Williams?
It is Hank Williams.
Senior?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know he died that early.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he died young. That's wild.
September 18th.
Sorry for not knowing that, people. People are probably mad that I didn't know that.
September 18th, 1975, Fairfax, Virginia, 45 years old tomorrow. Movie actor and TV star. Gained fame as a cast member on Saturday Night Live from 2003 to 2013. He starred in such movies as Were the Millers, Horrible Bosses, and Hall Pass.
Sudeikis.
It is Sudeikis. What's his first name?
Jason.
There you go. I figured you knew it, but I didn't know.
I forgot he started on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now he's
a famous celebrity.
Rick Fox. What's the dude's
name? Ted Lasso?
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Rick Fox? Who the hell's Rick Fox? That's a person, too.
Yeah, he's a Los Angeles basketball player, I think.
Oh, okay.
Really pretty boy.
Okay, good for him.
We'll go into the world of coaches. This one's a real coach. September 17th, 1945, Deer Lodge, Montana, 76 years old today. Legendary NBA coach. Who won an amazing 11 NBA titles as a coach, 6 with the Bulls and 5 with the Lakers.
Oh, that's... yeah, Phil Jackson.
There you go.
There it is.
Phil
there it
Jackson.
Is. Woo. Okay.
Staying in the world of basketball
Coaches, September 18th, 1952, New York City, New York, 68 years old tomorrow. College basketball coach who led three different schools to an NCAA Final Four, and he won his first NCAA championship with Kentucky in 1996, and then his second with Louisville in 2013, most recently a coach at Iona.
Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino.
Boom.
Staying in the world of basketball, September 18th, 1989, Brazzaville, Dominican Republic of Congo. No, not Dominican.
Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yes, 31 years old today. NBA shot blocking specialist who began his career with the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2009.
Serge Ibaka.
There you go.
Boom. We're killing it today, man.
September 18th, 1998. Hershey, Pennsylvania. 22 years
old. Milton Hershey.
22 years old. Midfielder. Who became a rising star through the USA youth national teams, including captaining the US U-17 national team at the U-17 World Cup. He made his debut for Borussia Dortmund in 2016, and he played there until 2019, where he signed with Chelsea FC.
Yeah, that is that Christian Pulisic?
It's Christian Pulisic.
An American hero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's our only good soccer player.
Yeah, we got a couple new ones, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's not... Are they on his level? He's the only one that's, like, Premier League level, right?
Yeah, I think so right now. I think there's a couple of Premier Leaguers.
I don't like soccer, but I wish we would compete on the national stage. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be good.
I love soccer.
I like Pulisic a ton, and I'm 0% a soccer fan. He just makes me feel proud to be an American, you know? Going out there... Playing a game that's not ours.
It's like Simone Biles. I don't care about her at all, but go win those medals. Don't quit on me. Don't quit on my entertainment, you idiot.
For me.
You lazy son of a gun.
Right.
Speaking of lazy son of a gun, this is a race car driver. All he does is sit September 17th, 1975. I say that sarcastically because this guy is associated with those types of jokes, and he dispelled those rumors from what I remember. Cajun, I believe it's a Spanish word, so you don't pronounce the J like a J, but I don't know how to pronounce this. California, 46 years old, again, race car driver. He won five consecutive Sprint Cup championships from 2006 to 2010. He became racing for Hendrick Motorsports in 2002. Alliteration is the name.
2006 to 2010?
Yes, alliteration is the name.
It's Jimmy Johnson.
It is Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, I was already
somehow
gonna say
that. He won Male Athlete of the Year in 2009.
I just had to, he would, dude, the grip that guy had on NASCAR for a period of time was nuts. Mm-hmm. He's very good.
I'm sure there's some pretty good
I had to check the years, though, because I thought it could have been Jeff Gordon for a second.
September 17th, 1985, Moscow, Russia, a hockey player, 36 years old, all-star winger who in 2013 became the eighth player in NHL history to win the Hart Trophy for league MVP three times. In 2016, he became the fifth fastest player to score 500 goals, as well as the first Russian player to total 500 career goals, and he won his first and only so far Stanley Cup championship with the Washington Capitals in 2018.
That is, he has like a nickname, everybody says. It's Hold on. If you told me his initials, I would get it, but I don't want him yet. He's the big guy. He's got the long hair. He's very good. It's not Roman Josi, but that name's popping up in my head just because of the Preds. This hurts because he's very, very popular and very, very good, but I'm not a hockey fan.
A.O.
Alex Ovechkin.
It is Alexander.
Ovi. They call him
Ovechkin.
Ovi. That's it. Yeah, I knew who the guy was. I'm just really the names. I saw his face. Mm-hmm. I'm a face guy.
Got two more to do. September 17th, 1979, Miami Gardens, Florida, 42 years old today, rapper known for Low, which hit number one on
Slow
U.S.
Rider.
Billboard. Good job.
Boom. Low was my ringtone at
really,
a certain
Right
point.
Around was the song I knew him for. I didn't
okay.
know him for Low. I didn't
yeah.
know him for Low.
Yeah, I remember day one, the apple bottom jeans, you know.
Boots with the fur.
Boots were with the fur back in those days.
And finally here. Sad birthday, one that will affect us both. September 18th, 1961, he was born tomorrow in Westwood, New Jersey, June 19th in 2013. He passed away at the unfortunate age of 51 from a heart attack. Played the role of crime family boss Tony Soprano on HBO's The Sopranos.
It's,
Oh, no.
Oh,
Tony,
no.
This is going to be worse
oh,
than
no.
him dying.
I say his name all the time at home. It's, John.
Oh,
no.
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 Oh, no.
Tony Soprano
Comas,
is playing.
If you're listening, you turn it off.
You screaming
Comas,
at me doesn't help.
If you're listening,
you
turn
screaming
it off.
At me
you're
going to
be disappointed. I think we got to go. I can't give you the point.
Give me the initials and I'll say his name.
Nope, I refuse.
Give me the initials.
I refuse to give you the initials
please,
for this one.
Please. Please. And I'll just say, I know his name.
If you knew it, you'd know it.
Bro, that's not how my brain works.
No, this is too good of one. I'm not giving you the initials.
It's John. It's with a G. It's a G? There's
it's
a G.
James Gandolfini.
It's James
R.I.P.
Gandolfini.
To the king. And go
I hate
see
my life.
Many Saints of Newark on
October 1st.
October 1st. I almost said August 1st, so that's next year. October 1st.
I know when
1st.
The movie comes out, stupid brain.
What's his son's name that's playing him?
Jimmy Gandolfini. I don't know.
It's Michael.
Michael. Okay, I knew that. I hate this. I hate everything.
We'll see you Monday. Go Vols.
We love you guys.